get it, didn't you?
Okay, this is yours. Why don't you take it so we don't forget it? You're tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay, let's begin. I wrote them up from yesterday, but I want to start from 32. Shear 8, number 32. You got it? Okay. Why is the sfeik not motzi mamun legabi mukaseitz? Give the terms of Tysus. Tysus, the end of that Tysus, on Tesamid Beis, Dumas Ilam Esav, asked the Kasha, and he said, even though it's a sfeik-sfeikit, mukaseitz, even though it's a sfeik-sfeikit, mukaseitz, lamaisa, we're in shear number 8, number 32, okay?
We did 29 to 31 last.
Yeah, we did them all. I just want to start from 32. Okay? Why is it not, these are all 7, 8, or 9. Okay? Let's go, guys. All right? 32, number 8. Why is it no sfeik sfeikim motzi mamun legabi mukaseitz? Give the terence of Tysus. Tysus is bothered by, there should be a mukaseitz. Mukaseitz or drusus ish. Even if you assume that it's a drusus ish, maybe it was an onus. So what's the terence of Tysus? When you deal with mamunis, when you deal with cash of the ksuba, what's up, shot? Why is it not a good sfeik sfeikim? Because the subject of onus might have been before Erison. So it would be a mekachtos, right? So therefore, that's not a legitimate sfeik sfeikim. Okay? You got me, Ellie? Because if she was raped before Erison, she should have told the guy. She didn't tell the guy. So that's not a legitimate sfeik sfeikim. Okay? That's not a legitimate sfeik sfeikim. Clear? That's number 32. 33, let's go. Shear 8, because our number 33. Daniel, let's go. Gabby's here? Coming? 33. Okay, what'd you say, Yelly?
Yeah, I thought that she...
Yeah, it's 32. 33. What's the terence of the kasha? How do you have to answer Tysus? How would you answer Tysus kasha according to Tysus on Tesamid Aleph? Now, you guys tell me. You can't bring up a suffix of mukaseitz. She should have claimed it herself. She didn't claim it herself. Then why bring it up as a possibility? It's not embarrassing to say mukaseitz. So why should that even be a factor? Right? We point out that harder, remember? Tysus, she was Shimon. Tysus, don't say am I my brother's keeper. You know who said that. Kayan said it. Yeah, remember we said that? You can never say that, right? I had a Rebbe that said it. I can't say that. How am I supposed to know? My chavrusa, my chavrusa. Johnny, we said that. Tysus on Aleph said, a woman that, you can't bring up a suffix, was it a juicy teacher, mukaseitz? Because it was a mukaseitz, she should have said it herself. It's not embarrassing. So we wanted to say, Tysus kasha, you don't even have to bring it up. According to Tyson Tesamah, that's 33. 34. What is the Ramban answer to the kasha of Tyson the Gabi Mukaseitz? So what is the Ramban answer to the kasha of Tyson the Gabi Mukaseitz? Remember the answer? It's Mukaseitz, it's not Shkiach. That was the Ramban's answer. Okay? And number 35. That's 34. 35. What's the terence, second terence of Tysus? What's the second terence of Tysus? Lamaisa at the end of the Tosos? According to Rabbeinu Yitzchok? That mukaseitz is not shchiach. Remember that? But what do we add on to that? They'll tell me that's the same answer as Ramban, but he added on to that. That svara of mukaseitz lo shchiach is according to who? According to Rabbi Yeshua. I'm sorry, according to Rabbi Gamliel. No. Mukaseitz is lo shchiach, that's Tosfos' answer. The Gemara says in Lama Vav Mechta Chavatan, that it happens by all women. That's according to Rabbi Gamliel. According to Gamliel, it's common. According to Rabbi Yeshua, it's not common. According to Rabbi Yeshua, it's not common. So with Lamaisa, he's saying that we're working with what? Who says that we're working with Rabbi Yeshua, though? You know what I mean? Who says that we're working with Rabbi Yeshua? We don't pass like Rabbi Yeshua. I don't know if we ask that in Shir. You know what I mean? That answer tells you, Shkoyach, the Mukaseitz is not Shkoyach. It's according to Rabbi Yeshua. Fine. But who says we don't hold like Rabbi Yeshua, no? I don't know why Tais is, why does Tais assume that this whole Shtickle Torah will go with Rabbi Yeshua? Not like Rabbi Yeshua. We pass like Rabbi Yeshua. You have an answer, Pentecost? Go ahead.
I'm just asking. Maybe according to Rabbi Gamliel, he would say it's not Shkiach, and everyone else would say it's Shkiach, including Rabbi Yeshua.
No, but Tosfos said that Chavuta Machna is according to Rabbi Gamliel, Taka is Shkiach.
Yeah, I'm saying, but maybe only Rabbi Gamliel holds that.
Okay, but I'm saying we paschal like Rabbi Gamliel, number one. Number two, why is Tosfos constrict the sugya like Rabbi Yeshua? You know what I mean? Why give an answer according to Rabbi Yeshua? We don't paschal like that, right? And number two, who said it's going like Rabbi Yeshua? I think we might have mentioned. I don't remember if we mentioned here, but I'm thinking about it now. I don't, you know what I mean? Why does Tysus say that? You remember that we were bothered by that. Okay, I don't know if we were bothered by it, but I'm bothered by it now at least. You know what I mean? Rabbi Yeshua, Shamin and Leislay time in the Mechvit. Okay, Shkoyach. Because you hold chav to lo sheikh. But who says we're going like a Bishua? Okay. All right. That answers 34. 35. That was, oh, we answered 35. What was the second teretz of Taisus? Okay. Fine. Very good. Let's go by the Naga. Shir 9 b'chazar number 1. Let's go. Shalom. Go. Shalom Ayitroel. Shem Hashem. Shalom, your name after Shalom. Oh, let's go. Shir 9, right here. Shir 9. Let's go, guys. Okay. What do we say on the Raya of Taisus from the Sugim Shastani Nenasti? That's fake sake is Motzi Momen. That same Taisus. What did Taisus say? Taisus said an amazing thing. Now, I'll tell you a proof that fake sake is Motzi Momen. That Gemara. Mishir Estani Nenasti. Right? She says, Mishir Estani Nenasti. Taisus said, you see that she's believed. She wins. Aye, there's a monomer that said, Mekach Tol, she gets at least 100. Kansa Becheskes Besula. Benims is Bula, she gets 100. She gets, how could she get 100? So Suffolk, maybe it was Baratzon. What's the Teretz? Sveik Sveika. Maybe it was what? Kodim Shini Sarso. Maybe it was after Tachlav in a Tachlav. Maybe she was raped. So you see that you can be Motzi Momen Sveik Sveika. Right? But what were we bothered by? The Kash of the Beis Yaakov. Let's get it. What's the Kash of the Beis Yaakov? I don't understand. He says, according to Rabbi Gamliel, she's fully believed. She gets 200. How could she get 200 according to Gamliel? Suffolk Shema Baratzon. How could she take a ksuba? And don't tell me it's a fake Zeka. Don't tell me it's a fake Zeka because maybe it was before Harrison. Because why? Because it was before Harrison. She loses what? She loses the 100. So please get down. We asked on that. According to the Beis Yaakov, asked on Taisus. He says, I understand. You want to tell me from that Gemara, fake Zeka is Motzi Momen. Okay, Yishkoyach. He says, why does Gamliel say she's believed Lagamri to get 200? There's still a Suffolk Shem of Ratzonu. How does she take her ksuba? And don't tell me there's a sveik seker. There's no sveik seker. The sveik seker is kodim uzei, ain't no taklev. Ain't no taklev, she loses the ksuba. What'd you say?
Oh, I guess we haven't done this Gemara yet, but like...
Yud Beis, we did it. Rav Gamliel says she's fully believed. She gets a full 200. Why does she get a full 200?
Big Yaakov asking that question. We answered it.
Okay, let's look.
What's the point of asking Kashi?
The Beis Yaakov asked the Kashi. He says he doesn't understand why it's a Sveik Zeke. He doesn't understand why it's Sveik Zeke is Motzi Momen. That's his Kashi.
Okay?
He's asking, why is Im Kane, the Gamliel, that says she gets a 200, why does she get 200?
Yeah.
This is a faulty Sveik Zeke.
She's believed.
She's believed. He's asking why she believed.
Either Bari Vishema, or you could also add on Amigo or Chazaka.
Bari Vishema and Bari Adif or Cheskes Aguf, you're saying. She has Amigo or Cheskes Aguf. Two Terutzim and Daf Yud Beis. That's what you're saying.
Yeah,
you're just saying the Gemara.
So
you don't understand the Kasha. Okay. I hear what you're saying, but he's saying like this. He's saying this fake fake is such a bad fake fake, it should destroy the Amigo or Chazaka. Okay, that's what he's asking, okay? That's what he's asking. I hear what we'll see similar terms, but he's asking, the Sveik Sveik is so weak, it should destroy the fact that you have a migu, or a cheska sepku.
What was the Sveik Sveik again?
Sveik Sveik is taktav in a taktav. Im tipsu lomber that it was what? The Sveik Sveik is onus aratzon, right? Suffolk Shem is onus aratzon. Halacha lamaisa, but maybe it was what? Maybe it was before. It's Takhtam and a Takhtam classical Sveik Zeker. Even if it was Onus Takhtam, maybe it was Onus Aratzon. The problem with that is maybe it was Onus before. And the Gabi the Mammon, she shouldn't get anything. The Gabi the Mammon, she shouldn't get anything. So he wants to say like this. Tosos holds an Arusa has no Ksuba. Yes? An Arusa has no Ksuba, Tosos says, according to the Beis Yaakov. If an Arusa has no Ksuba, that means Rabbi Gamliel says she has a Cheskes Aguf, which tells me when. Then when was she Nivellus? She was nevelis after the chuppah. And you have to learn like Tyson and I and Beis that there was a what? There's enough time after the chuppah she was with another guy. Remember we said that was against the Shidim Gubetzis? Shidim Gubetzis said, remember that was the Reis and the Cheskes Aguf. Tyson and I and Beis says, no, she was not with any other guy. She was not with any other guy, so therefore, halacha l'maisa. Tyson says there is a room to say she was with another man. There is room to say she was with another man even after the chuppah. So if you say like that, what's the suffix? The suffix of Shema was Baratzon is like any odea praticha. What's any odea praticha? The cheskes chiyuv. The male is a cheskes chiyuv. According to Bishua, there's a cheskes aguf. He doesn't hold the cheskes aguf. So Rechoshes, maybe she was nivel kodem lechuppah. She was nivel kodem lechuppah. She's not chayav at all. So like any odea is chayavti because an arusa has no ksuba. The male is a potem suffix. So let's get it again. The Beis Yaakov's answer is let's get it that an arusa has no ksuba. And Arusi has no ksubas. So Mele, according to Rabbi Gamliel, the cheskes aguf is she was nivalas achar chuppah, because there was time maybe she was with another man. And therefore the ksuba comes into play b'shas chuppah. So the suffix is maybe what? The cheskes chiv has already been initiated. You follow me? It's already been initiated. Mele she gets her full ksuba according to Rabbi Gamliel. According to Rabbi Shua denies cheskes aguf. If he denies cheskes aguf, then it's very possible that she was nivalas kodem achuppah. She wasn't chayv at all in the ksuba. He wasn't chayv in the ksuba. It's like any of them chayavti. Memela potter. That's the way the Beis Yaakov wants to say. It's all predicated on the fact Allah Almighty said Arusa has no ksuba. Okay, that was what we wanted to say. Pshat and Tais, which we said was against Tais and Kamma Mekayis, which we're going to get to. Pinchas, you got this? Yeah. Let's go again. Not really, you know, you know. Okay, Pinchas. Lo abaychin lomi. Lo abaychin lomi. So let's go again. What is Tais's kasha? The Beis Yaakov's kasha on our Tais's. Tais's holds clear that the sake is motzi mom. Okay. Shkoyev. He brings a raya from Mishirstani and the Nasti. That's a sveik sveika? That's a sveik sveika? The Rugamlil says you get 200? Based on a sveik sveika? What are you talking about? Maybe she had the, she was onus before Arison. You break down the sveik sveika. So Johnny made a good point. He said, Rebbe, the Gemara says, Migu cheskaskuf. Okay, shkoyev. Say all the factors you want to say, but Lechura, Tosus is saying, right here, black on white, right? You could ask your kashan Tosus. Tosus brought a riot that a snake snake is motzi mama from that gemara. Mishir Stani and Nasi. What kind of riot is the reason why Rabbi Gamliel says she wins? Because the cheskes aguf and migu. Tosus is saying the cheskes aguf and migu helped the snake snake win, but Tosus held the real ikker was the snake snake. You're right, ikker chasim nasefer. The ikker is chasim nasefer in the gemara. The gemara seems to say the cheskes aguf is the reason why Rabbi Gamliel says she believed, or because of migu. Tosus saying no, that's the background. The ikker is snake snake is motzi mama. That's what our Tosus is saying. Benison. Okay. So Freck, the Beis Yaakov, your snake snake is weak. It's not a good snake snake. Because it's something of being that she was onus or rutsa, maybe it was before Erison. If it was before Erison that she was raped, then she should have told the guy. It's not a good snake snake. That's the kasha of the Beis Yaakov, the Nesivis. Zuck the Terrence. The Nesivis says that Arusa has no ksuba. That's Tosa's premise. And Arusa has no ksuba. So therefore, what's the suffix? The suffix is maybe she was Mizana after the chuppah. But we had a sheet that we go back to set against that because he's with her every second. No. Tyson Ksubas and I and Hammond Bay said there is a possibility she was with another man even after Chuppah. But if it's after Chuppah, the Cheskes Chiv has already been initiated. He has a Chiv Ksuba. If he has a Chiv Ksuba, that's already been initiated. It's like any of the Aprotich. Any of the Aprotich is Chayiv. That's Rav Gamliel. That's Rav Gamliel. Rabbi Yeshua says there is no Cheskes Aguf. Memeir Rechoshi was Nivel Akodom Achuppah. He never was Bechuyiv. Therefore, any of the Chayavti, and therefore, Rusa has Naksu Melir Potomi Sofek. That's the Machlokes Rav Gamliel Rabbi Shua. So that's what the Beis Yaakov wants to taina halacha lamaisa. You follow me? So Tosus Raya is a good Raya, but we basically said is that Gemara really showing his fake as motzi mamon? It is in a sense, but it's in association with any odea praticha being chayiv. You follow me? Is it really a sveik sveika? Yes. It's on itakhtav in otakhtav. In tipslon otakhtav, it was on a saratzah. But the takhtav we're talking about is that it was after the chuppah. And the cheskes achiv of the ksuba has already been initiated. So at the end of the day, with the Beis Yaakov's pshat, is it really a sveik sveika? It's a sveik sveika in accompaniment with the cheskes achiv that's been initiated. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying after it's all said and done, that the Beis Yaakov answers his kasha on Tosus, does Tosus really have a beautiful riot that sveik sveik is motzi mamon from that Gemara? Is it really a beautiful riot? It's not really such a beautiful riot. Because at the end of the day, it's really in accompaniment with the cheskes aguf, the cheskes chiyuv, that he's got to pay the ksu that's been initiated the chuppah. You follow what I'm saying? It's a little, I think we pointed out in Shir also. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, when the Beis Yaakov answers the kasha on Tosus, after, is it Tosus really bringing such a gavaltic riot that a sveik sveik is motzi mamon from that Gemara? Is it really straight up sveik sveik? It's with this whole four of them. Arusa has no ksuba, and the cheskes chiyuv has been initiated. You know what I'm saying? Saying it waters down the raya greatly. Waters down the raya greatly. We have the right here, Shir 9. Okay, Ben, you have Shir 9 over here. You pass it there. Okay? You got one?
Yeah, I have
one. Okay, you follow what I'm saying, Pinchas? You got it, clear now? Yeah? You're the horror saying. At the end of the day, is it really... You give me a riot that points out sveik sveik motzi. Points out you base and base with this whole cheshbon of the Beis Yaakov. At the end of the day, it's because the cheskes chiyuv has been initiated. Is it really because of the sveik sveik? Okay. All right, very good. That's number what? That's one. Two. Push it straight up din. Kuf yud chesem and beis. Kuf yud chesem and beis. What's that? The computer's on now? How do you turn that off? Do you know how to turn that off? It's unbelievable. What's the idea? Yeah, I think it's Ellie. Just turn off the computer there on the bottom. Jacob, you want to just turn it off there? Shkoy Bob. Mishnah says above a kama kuf yud chesem. Just unplug the whole thing. Kuf yud chesem and beis. Shkoy Bob. Jacob, unbelievable. Nobel Prize winner, right? What does the Mishnah say in Baba Kama? The Mishnah says in Baba Kama the following. The Mishnah is now, I have to track down. You know, I don't think, Professor Omani won the Nobel Peace Prize. Remember did I ever tell you that? His son, Shlomo Oman, was a tzaddik, mamish. He was killed in the Shalom HaGalil in 1982. He learned in Shalbim, he learned in the Mir. It was a great gom. And his father was a professor of economics in Hebrew. He won the Nobel Prize, Nobel Peace, Nobel Prize in economics. But he got it from one of he developed this whole gaming theory. But from one of the Mishnayos in our Masechta. It's in the Sadis. I'm not sure if it was today's Daf Yom. I don't think it was. I got to track down which Mishnah. He developed this whole theory of gaming theory. Now, gambling's also, but economics. He won the Nobel Peace Prize. Not peace, I keep saying peace, but Nobel Economics Prize. He came here, he met with the Rebbeim. And I don't know if I ever told you guys this. We had lunch with him, and then he had any questions. He said, does anyone have any questions? No one had any questions. So I asked a question. President Joe was very grateful to me because no one would have said anything. I said, can you share the experience? So it's in, where is it, in Oslo? No, it's in Stockholm, isn't it? I think it's in Stockholm. Where is the Nobel Prize? I think it's in Stockholm. So Shabbos started like 4. So he had to walk to the thing, and they have all the flags. They have the Dinis Yisrael, and it was very moving. He's a Talmud Chacham, you know. He was very, you know. I'll tell you 2 stories. We got a lot to do, but he was very close with Rav Gusman. And when he lost his son, Professor Oman, Shlomo Oman was killed. His tank was totally burnt. Rav Yashiv Paskin, that his wife could get remarried, that she's not a Naguna. They didn't have the body. Mamash was burnt. All of Shalbim went. All of the Mir went. It was unbelievable. He said, "Going Oilin," and Rav Gusman came in Nachum Avil, and he sat with him. He sat with him in the chair because Rav Gusman lost a baby when he was fleeing from the Nazis, and he said he never had time to. He couldn't be Menachem Avil because he was running for his life. He said he would sit with him. He sat with him. It's unbelievable. And the story Professor Oman told us that he had the bachram. I guess they didn't have, I'm not sure if they had a charochel in that sechzor. Maybe they did, maybe they didn't, I don't know. But sometimes we would ask Balabatim to have them over for Friday night or Shabbos afternoon. So Rav Gusman came in the Beis Medrash one Friday night, and the boy that he had told to go to Professor Oman was sitting in the Beis Medrash. He said, "What's going on?" So he said, he wasn't so sure about the kashas. Rav Gusman said, "Get out of the yeshiva right now." He made him leave right then. Questioned it. He said, "Professor Oman," first of all, he was questioning him. He sent him someone with kashrus, but also he said, "Professor Oman, question his kashrus." He sent him out of the yeshiva that night. Imagine that? Unbelievable. Midas Titus that he mandated for everyone. Okay, very good. Put that on the bechina. Okay, question 2. What's the din of Eino Dei Chayati, Eino Dei Praticha? So the Mishnah says in Baba Kama, Kuf Yud Chesem at base, straight up. Guy comes over to me. Yosef says, "Rebbe, I lent you $100. I say, "Yosef, you know what? I don't know what you're talking about. What's the din? I'm Potter. Motzi Mechlev Araya. Eino Dei Chayati." If I say to Yosef, "I know what you're talking about. I'm not sure whether I paid you back, but I'm admitting to the fact there's a loan. That means he has a Cheskes Chiyuv coming to him, that I'm Chayav to him. Chayav. Just want you to know the din." That's 2, 3. What's the case in the Rambam regarding Pinya ben Besveik? Okay? What's the case? Oh, okay, now I didn't. Before we go to 3, I want to add on to 2. Please get it. Okay, let's just get it. The Tumim points out, and this is a very interesting Chiddush I want you guys to get. The Tumim is bothered by what we pointed out, that Rav Ronsweig actually pointed out to us, that Tosas and Kama Makoimus and Shasas and Arusa has a Ksuba. So the Tumim was very bothered by the Nesiv Shtikal Torah that you assume that Tysus, that Arusa has no Ksuba. Tysus and Kama Makayim, the Samachayim and Beis. Remember we mentioned that was the first Shtikal in Ron Swag's Mahalach. Tysus in many places says that Arusa has a Ksuba. So if that's true, then Arusa has a ksuba, then if you're mistopic whether she was mizana birotzon or not, then what is that like? What is that like? Halachalman. Onus or tachtav or tachtav? Intim solomar, what? Tachtav, maybe it was onus or ratzon. What is that like, Johnny? That's any of that praticha. No? The cheskeskiv started when she's an arusa. No? You follow me? He said, what on earth is the Nesiva saying that Tysus says an arusa has no ksuba? Tysus in many places says an arusa has a ksuba. And if an arusa has a ksuba, so why does Rabbi Shua say she's not believed? She has a cheskeskiv coming to her. So he said an amazing chiddush. I want you to get this. The tumim was mechadesh that any odeya praticha normally is chayav, but if it's lo havel lemeida, you are putter. How's he supposed to know whether it was a rape or it was baratzon? Lo havel lemeida. Any odeya praticha is normally chayav, but if it's lo havel lemeida, how are you supposed to know? The husband's not supposed to. How's he supposed to know? Then therefore the din is putter. And the haflaw in the Beis Meir answer, even in arusa as a ksuba, nevertheless b'shas nesuin he writes her the ksuba. So when you write a ksuba, you're mochel the original ksuba. Al pi t'nai beizdin, every arusa has a ksuba, but you don't write it. The suin is when you write it. So you're mochel on the original one, you're going with the one right now. It says, shibu chadash t'tzcha mishas nesuin. The meila, you're mistopic with that new chiv has been chal, that's in her day what? If you're mistopic with this new chiv has been chal, that's in her day mishayaf. The meila, Rabbi Shua sticks to his gun and says, Potter. So why don't you get those two old sofas, please? Daniel, you got it? Any of the apratich is normally chai, but if it's lo have lemeida, it's potter. Based on tos, many mekoyim says arusa has a ksuba. So why does Rabbi Shua say he's potter? She should get her money. How's he supposed to know? That's one teretz. Tumim. Second teretz is what is the haflah in the Beis Meir that even if you hold an arusa has a ksuba, but that's a tanai bezin. That's verbally. That's you don't write anything down. The shas harrison. Nisun, you write a new ksuba. Your mochel, the original ksuba, it's a chiyuv chadash. Whether she gets that chiyuv chadash, that's in odeis chayafi. On that, your partner, according to Yeshua. Okay, that answers number one. Number two, three. Let's go, yes. Okay? Three. What's the case in the Rambam? Pinya ben besfek zeki. What do you say? So you got two couples. Okay? Two couples. Three children are born. One of the wives never had kids before. Okay? Two couples. They had three kids born, okay, to both couples. One of the women never had a child. You with me, Ben? One of the women never had a child. So it's a sfeik, you gotta pay. The husband of the woman that's never had a kid has to pay. Number one of the women had a single child that was a zacher. The other one had twins. So she could have been the one that had the only one. We're up to number, you take 7, 8, and 9, Jeremy. She could have been the what? She could have been the one that what? Had only one child that was a zacher. Then she's kind of pinna ben. Wasn't a cesarean. And what's the other possibility?
She was the mother
of the twins and the what? And the zacher was the firstborn. So Mamela, based on a sex emotzi moment, Zakta Rama Hilchos Bikurim, Pirik it out for Alocha Chav Tes. Let's get it. Then answer number three. Four.
Isn't that a triple?
No, it's not a triple, Johnny.
It's not
a triple to Sveik Sveikia. Triple in days, brother.
We're saying, okay, then the twins are hers, and then we can say another
self
that maybe the boy was...
No. Number one is she might have had the single child that was a boy. Chai pin and ben. Number two is she had the twins, but maybe she had a girl, maybe she had a boy. So that's a Sveik Sveikia. Okay? That's a Sveik Sveikia. Okay, Viking. That's three, four. What's a steer in the Rambam? I got me Sveik Sveikia. Motsi Momen. Oh. The Rambam, the Kutras Asfakis and Klav Vavos Zayin, the brother of the Ksois, says unbelievable pshat. The Rambam in Hilchos Niskei Mamon has a shiloh of what? Chetzi Nezik Surus. What's Chetzi Nezik Surus? The only time you pay Chetzi Nezik in Baba Kama is what? Are you? Take 7, 8, 9. You have? Are you? You have it?
I actually left it downstairs.
Take right here. 7, 8, 9. Okay, what do you got? When do you ever pay Chetzi Nezik in Baba Kama? Shas Kotten, Ksubis. Ksubis shas cotton. Hold over. You're bucking ksubis, you could be bucking shas cotton. It's a shas cotton. So what's the chatzin ezek? What do you say by chatzin ezek? Only by Tom, Karen, first three times. But there's one new rule. Kalachal Moshe Mishinai. Rego can have chatzin ezek with tsurus. If the animal's walking along, kicks up pebbles and damages something. Chayav chatzin ezek. So Gemara has a shailin baba kama, if there's a shinui in a case of tsurus. Do you pay a fourth, or does it still stay a half? It's a shiloh, it's in the bayad lo ifshutu.
The bayad
lo ifshutu. If there's a shinui in the case of tzurus.
What does everybody mean by that?
Let's say the Gemara has a shiloh in Bava Kama, if shinui b'tzurus. I don't know, let's say, it got kicked in an irregular way. You know, it's not when it walks on pebbles, fine, but it was an irregular way it got kicked. So it's chatzin in tzurus, but an irregular way. Tzurus in an irregular way. So Gemara leaves it as an open shiloh, okay? Gemara leaves it as an open shiloh. And plus the fact that Gemara is Shema Aleches v'makom she'yef shalah lechshov ha'tazik urche v'chayv chatzinezik. The Gemara has two sveikis over there. Number one is that is there a shinui? Okay, is there a shinui in tzurus in general? I'll be din. If there's a shinui in tzurus, do you drop it? And number two is the baya was, is that considered to be derech? There's the goof. The case that you asked me, Daniel, is that irregular? I don't know, come up with some kids. There was a rock on a barrel, you know what I mean? They kicked it up there, right? Right? The ox. We're talking about Kentucky Derby, not horses. Talk about horses too. Might have to come in, okay? Not a lot of gambles in Israel, we've said many, many times. Right? So what do you see? You see it. One child is conceptual. Is there shinui in tzurus? Number two, was this case irregular? Sake. What does the Rambam write? Can the guy collect or not? Hilchos Niske moment. Perek Bez Allah above. What does the Rambam say? Not a penny. Can't collect a penny. Still of a Rambam. Here the Rambam says, fake is not Motzi moment. Pina Benny says, fake is Motzi Rambam. Motzi moment. Jacob, you got me? It's a Still of a Rambam.
Isn't that
fake at the Dina? Oh, very good, Daniel. So we said that's four or five. How do we answer the Still? We said exactly what Daniel said. By a fake in Mitzi, it's like Pina Ben. Then it's fake is Motzi moment. It's fake at the Dina, it won't work. Very good, Daniel. That was the answer we wanted to say. I think the Gon said that answer, no? No, the Schmeitzer said it. Schmeitzer Aleph Pirchov Gimel. There's two types of sveikas you can have in Lomdus, Ellie. One is a subgimitzius, like the Pinna Ben case. There a sveika is Motzi Mamon. Here there's a Shailin Din in Shas, in Halachim. So Daniel, the Machavid, and the Schmeitzer. That was the Schmeitzer's Teretz. That's five, six.
Can you explain the sveika of the temples again?
Yeah, number one, there's a Shailin Din. Halachically, whether there's a shinui in tzurus in general, in the Bismedish. This was Shiloh was asked. Number two is, the case when he kicked the rock off the barrel, was that considered to be irregular or not? Okay? Got it, Clor? Yep. Answer is, Sveke Adina, we won't be Motsim Alman. Sveke Adina, yes. Okay. That's number what? Five, six. What do you say about six? What does the Ram say about Baal Avimo? What is Baal Avimo? No? I borrow Yosef's car, assuming that Rebbe's the boss and the Talmidim are an employee. Okay, remember we said it switched 30 days before Pesach? We said that because the Rebbe has to teach the dinim of Hilchos Pesach, but throughout the years, the Rebbe's the boss, the Talmidim are the employee. So Yosef says, Rebbe, I'll let you borrow my car. I said, thank you very much. Unfortunately, I smash up Yosef's car. What's the din? God forbid if I do. What's the din? Puckner. I don't have to pay a penny because he's always with me. He's my employee. So what did Tos say about Metzias Sadi Vavanov? There's a custom, which is very rare in Dine Choshen Mishpat. Usually everything in Choshen Mishpat is built on Svarah. That's what the Brisker Rav points out at the beginning of Baba Kama. All the Avos Nezikin are there's a custom, which is very Chmechudish. You know, all the Dinim, like Eish. Eish is Pata Betomen. The guy's an arsonist, he has to pay. But if the stuff was covered, let's say a guy burns your silo, and the wheat was covered with a sheet, you're Pata because of Tomen. There's a custom. It's a unique Din. Usually Choshen Mishpat is based on Svarah. So, Lamaisa, Tosis puts his hands up in the air, he says, I have no idea why Baal Avimo is punished. Just a custom. We point out Rav Kasher Zatzal, in Sefer Torah Shlema, phenomenal Sefer, who's a Goyen Olam Rav Kasher. Rav Kasher finds Rishonim that give a Svarah for Baal Avimo. We said two of them. You remember them? One of them is the Chinuch is Yosef's around. Why did he say, Rebbe, drive more carefully? It's your own fault, Yosef. They're fine enough to pay you a penny. You're not with me every moment. Low plug. The Torah had a low plug that I'm a putter, no matter what, even when he's not around. And then we had the other answer, the Sfornim, which said quid pro quo. Listen, I gave Yosef a job. If I gave Yosef a job, let him return the favor. If I smash up his car, I'm putter. So what did the Rambam say by Baal Avimo? Following case. The Gemara, Pirat Beis, Hilchos Shaila, Pekon Halacha Ches. Let's say I borrowed a car from Yosef and Johnny. Let's say I borrow the car from Yosef and Johnny. But Johnny, let's say they own the car in partnership. But Yosef's the only one who works for me. Johnny doesn't. Is that enough to create Baal Avim or not? It's an Ibayad Lushita and Bob Mitzvah. You follow the Shilam? I borrow from Yosef and Johnny. They own a car in partnership, but only Yosef works for me. I smash up the car. Do you give me the din of Baal Avim? It's a Shilam in the Gemara? What is the Rambam Paskin? Rambam says, if I'm negligent, I have to pay. And the Vilna Gaon points out, Simen Shinmen Vav Sif Kutin Ted Vav, Sim Sek is Motzi Mammon. That's a Sveiki Dedina. We said, uh-oh. You see that we dug up a third Rama where Sveiki is Motzi Mammon, even on a Sveiki Dedina. We had no answer.
Why is that a Sveiki?
What'd you say?
Why is that a Sveiki? Isn't that just a one Sveiki?
Why is that considered to be a Sveiki?
Isn't that only one Sveiki?
That's a good Kasha, Lamaisa. That's a good kasha. Why is that a Sveik Sveika? Why is that a Sveik? It's a suffix. Of whether we say it's Baal Avimo. That's a good question, Daniel. Why is that a Sveik Sveika? Pshia Bebailim is a suffix. Oh, because Pshia Bebailim is a suffix. Okay. See, because Pshia Bebailim in general, does Baal Avimo pater a suffix? You follow me? Does Baal Avimo pater Pshia? That's a suffix in the Gemara. That's number one. And number two is their Baal Avimo. You know, because the Rambam has that din, Poshea Kamazik. Rambam develops this theory called Poshea Kamazik. So we paskin that Baal Avimo paters Pshia, but I guess it's a suffix in the Gemara. I think it is. It's a Baal Avimo, it's a Sveik Sveikin. That's a Sveik Adidinin. So it's a Sveik Adidinin, it's still Motsi Mammon. It's Kasha. Okay? The two Sveikas, you're with me, Johnny? Israel number one, is it called Baal Avimo? Number two, is Pshia Baal and Pater. There's a double fake. It's a fake fake. Very good, Daniel. Okay? Very good. You say, is there a Ptur Baalim B'Shutfin? And number one, is it what? Is it Pshia B'Baalim? Is it Pater? There's a suffix too. The Gra is just Masber. You see from that Rambam that a fake fake is Motzi Mammon, even on a fake of the Dina. That's against the previous Rambam. So we had three Rambams. We had no answer. Okay? That's six. Ellie, you with me?
Yeah.
Okay. Jacob Klor? Seven. What are the three shitas in Rishon Lagab Rabbi Lazar and Shmuel? Who's Rabbi Lazar? Pesach Basuch Nema Losrolov. Who's Shmuel? Pesach Basuch Nema Lafsik Zubasa. What are the three shitas? Let's go, guys. Three shitas in Rishon. What's Rashi? Rashi holds the Kuli Alma. Both according to Rabbi Lazar and Shmuel, you're believed to say Shavi and Afshe Aser. The only thing is, according to Rabbi Lazar, you're not believed to make or lose the Ksuba. Shmuel says you are. Because the Chazaka and Nenam Terepasudum Afsida. Rabbi Lazar doesn't hold that Chazaka. Okay? That's what Tosis points out to you, Shalmi help, like Rashi. That's number one sheet. Yes, Johnny. Rav Prater, what'd you say?
Rashi says they're holy, no?
Rashi says they're holy. That's what we just said. They both agree, like Abi Isser. They argue, though, that you believe the maker lose the Ksuba. Rabbi Lazar says no. Rav Shmuel says you are.
But Rashi would hold, Shmuel would say.
Yeah.
No, by Isser, no?
No. Rashi said the fair. They both agree by Isser. Shavi and Afshe. The Shiloh is by Hafsadis Ksubasa. Okay? That's Klor according to Rashi. Pashup Shavu. Kuli Rashi said it to Farish.
Says on the
Daf? Yeah, Kuli Alma. Everyone knows Bein L'Rabazer, Bein L'Shmuel. Shavi Nafshe. Okay? That's Shitas Rashi. It's Klor according to that. Where do we have that? Is that the Farish? Johnny's challenging. He's asking good.
No.
The Rashi said Beferish. Rashi Pashup Shat. Does Rashi say that to Farish anywhere? I mean, it's pretty pushed like Rashi like that, I think, no? Pretty pushed like Rashi. Rashi seems to say that, you know, that's an addition. That Rav Yudam or Shmuel holds the Isser too. Does he say it Beferish? What do you say, guys? Huh? I think it is Beferish, because on Tesla and Alf, what did he say? He said, Aval Afsir Ksubasa Lo Mehemen. No? That's within Rabbi Lazar, no? I mean, I think the assumption is that Shmuel's just adding on, you know what I mean? Because I think he would have gone out of his way and said it's a double machlokas, you know what I mean? So it's kimat beferish, okay? It's kimat beferish, but that's the mashmos of Rashi, okay? Does everyone hear what he's asking? Does everyone hear what he's asking? I think that's the pshat, okay? That's what you got to say, okay? Fine. Klor, we got it?
I thought we said in sheer.
If I
four question 11, I thought we said.
What'd I say?
Rashi believed to Aser, but not to lose to Ksuba.
That's Rabbi Lazar.
That's in Rabbi Lazar.
That's in Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Yudam Shmuel says Iser and Ksuba.
That's
Okay.
Says, can and make or lose.
Yeah, we're going to get to Tosus now. So that's Sheetus Rashi. Okay, let's go with that. You're making a good point. Did Rashi say the Ferish? Kimat the Ferish or Nomad Aleph? Because he just pointed out that the Nekuda Samachlok was regarding the Ksuba. If it was true that they were arguing about both, he should have made that Nekuda, you know, on Amid Base. And he doesn't. So that's why I think the Pshat is. Okay? All right. What's Sheetus Tosus? Sheetus Tosus, everyone agrees. You believe the maker us or you believe the maker lose the Ksuba? Everyone's on board, just each one had his own chiddush. Shmuel's chiddush was afsadat skubasa, right? That was Shmuel's chiddush. We're not cautious that he's meshaker, because of chazak and interpret lezida. And Rabbi Elazar was mechadish, you believe the maker usher, or kolshikin, lafsik skubasa, because, you know, being out of cheskas aguf. You're being out of cheskas aguf, kolshikin if he has a cheskas moment. And then there was the third shita, amazing. Who's the third shita? You remember? The Ra'ah. There's also Yesh Beforshim in the Ramban. You remember what he said? Amazing. One of the fellows of Post Pesach asked me that, and I answered it wrong. I got to correct it tomorrow, based on this third shita. He asked me, is there any shita that says this? And I didn't remember this. There is. What's the shita? The shita is that Shmuel is mechadesh the following, that you're able to make or lose her ksuba, even in a scenario where you're not believed to make her usher. Even in a scenario where you're not believed to make her usher. Like what? Like Sveik Sveikin. 98% of the women... he's not believed against. Even those 98%, you're not a believed to make her also, but you are believed to make her loser ksuba. That was a tremendous chiddush. So one of the fellows asked me that, Kasha. So I said, I don't think so, but I'm wrong. The Ra'ah says beferish.
It's
chazing right before the shir right now. I realize, what?
Yes,
cheskes moment, sure. Okay, those are the three sheetahs. That's number 7. Let's go, guys. 8. What does the woman claim in this whole sugya with Rabbi Yudah Amar Shmuel? We discuss what the woman claims regarding Pesach Pasuch Nehmel Osol of Levul Ozer. We can pose that same question here when it comes to Rabbi Yudah Amar Shmuel that says, you say Pesach Pasuch Nehmel Afsik Zubasa. Okay? Let's get this. What is the woman claiming? We're up to number 8, girl. Okay, what is the woman claiming? Tosfos says, on the bottom, she is debating the man. She's either saying, number 1, you were bowl meat after Averson. You were the one that did it. Or she's denying it and she's saying, Besulani. She's saying she's totally a Besul. That's what Taisa says with Averish. Okay? Because if she is Moda that she was Nensa after Averson, or Mukitz Eitz, she's Taka believed the corn to Rebbe Gamliel. Okay? I want you to get that. She gets her ksuba. We learn on Yud Beis and Beis, the corner of Gamliel. There's nothing to talk about. Because if she says Mishur Stani Nen Asti, or she says Mukatsetani, she taka wins. Now we pointed out a Rashba, which I want you to get on this. Okay? Rashba said an amazing thing. Dibra Aska Hadomer. What happens if she would be quiet? What would be the din? She would lose her ksuba, because she didn't say Mishur Stani Nen Asti. But would she be mutter? Well, if it's the 98% of the women in the world, she definitely would be mutter. She would be mutter if she's shosekis, but she would lose her ksuba.
Why would she be mutter?
Because sveik sveik. It's a sveik sveik. We don't assume like that, Lamaisa. Why you don't say shtika kodah? That's a good kasha. Why you don't say shtika kodah? Why don't you say shtika kodah? She's the one who said something, no? Shtika Kodoya. It's a debate, Lamaisa. She's Shosekis, you mean.
Yeah,
so why don't you say Shtika Kodoya, Daniel Pinchas is asking.
No,
we're saying here that what? If she doesn't say anything, she loses her ksuba. She loses her ksuba because she didn't tell him Shosana and Nasti. So, no. Maybe you could say what Beryl's saying. You're trying to say Shotakis. Shtika Kodoya is only Dine Momen. It's not going to be this, sir. You need more of a riot, Pashup Shad.
Why is it
because Lamais, it's just a riot of Hodas Baldin. Shtika Kodoya, Hodas Baldin only works in what? In Momen. It's not in this, sir. But you want to say it's like a Shavi, should be like a Shavi Nafshe? He's saying it should be like a Shavi Nafshe. So Shavi Nafshe is only going to be good if you actually articulate it. If it's Midinet or if it's Midinet Momen, you got to articulate it. I don't think you could say a Shavi Nafshe. Even though we compared Shavi Nafshe a lot to Hodas Baldin, we didn't actually go over some of those questions. We did point out a few differences. Maybe another time we'll point it out in Shir. But you know, I think that's the basic answer, what Pirol's saying. Shtika Kodoya, you're not going to say an Issa. Aye, Pinchas will say, it's a Shavi Nafshik. You need to say it to say Shavi Nafshik. You need to say Shavi. You need to say it to become Shavi Nafshik. Not through the means of Shtika Gold Dog. Momentous, it's enough. Good point. Everyone's on the ball. Okay, very good. That's what you got to say. Okay, that's eight, guys. Please get that Rashba, though. The Rashba said amazing. If she shows second, she taka loses. Because she didn't say Mishnah Stani and Nasti. Okay? You know what another thing is, the Rashba points out in Amrath, is she's also Materis Pitz on, you know, Psach Pichal Ilin. You know what I mean? Pinchas Psach Pichal Ilin means what? With Taininin. It's like we also defend her. You know what I mean? Every year it has a Cheskes Kashrus.
We always.
Not always, but here she didn't say anything. So maybe she's Materis also based on Psach Pichal Ilin.
So why can't we apply this to the case of.
You're not going to do it by Mominus Lamaisa. You're not going to do it by Mominus.
I'm saying. The case we said before that she would have said something if she wasn't Mukateitz, right? Or she doesn't. Yeah, she doesn't want to say something that's going to make her usser.
Right.
So why can't we apply the same thing and have Beistin make a claim for her?
You mean say Psach Pichalilim all the time, you mean?
Yeah.
But you only say that when she says nothing. You know what I'm saying?
No.
She did say something down there. You can't change. We'll only step in when she says zero. Here she said something. You follow me? We're not going to try to, you know, recalibrate what she said. You follow what I mean? That's the answer. Psach Pichli will do when there's a blank. So that's another Svar Rashba wants to time it. Okay, it's a Chiddush. I don't think you got to come out to it. Just say what we said, she could go down. But the Rashba mentions that. Okay. What do you say, Johnny?
No.
Chlor? Okay. Let's go. Where's number with Shimon? When is Shimon? Is he all right? Is he all right?
Yeah, okay.
All right. You missed it. Tell him you missed it. That's number eight. Number nine. What does Tosis ask regarding the din of Migu? May Hadin show Migu. Let's go, guys. The Maskanis of Gemara is what? Do we have a proof from our Mishnah? Rav Yudah Mar Shua says, Pesach Basur is Neman Lafsi Tzu Basur. Pesach Basur is Neman Lafsi Tzu Basur. We're trying to be a riot from what Mishnah? No? Yud Bezim and Afa. Okay, it's a Chomet B'Yehudi. The Gemara tried to bring a riot. How did the Gemara slug it up? Stop Pesach, it's Tainus Domim. Yes? The very bottom of Testament base. Yes? What does Toises ask? What does Toises ask when the Din of Migu? What was her claim? Throughout this whole sugya. Either what, you were with me yourself after Harrison, or what, she's a B'sula. He went, what's the Din? What's the Halacha? You have no riot from the Mishnah, but the Halacha is he wins, right? You had no riot from the Mishnah, but he wins. Pesach was with Nemun Afsik Zubasa. The Moskana was Tainus Domim. Okay, whichever claim you want to say, he wins, right? From the Mishnah, it was Tainus Domim. Rabbi Yudah Mishul said on his own, it would be given Tainus Mazuch. She made a claim. I'll give her a Migu. What's the Migu? She could have said to her, Stani Nanasti. Great Kasha. And she would have been Nema, according to Rav Gamliel. Why does he make her lose the Ksuba? Let her win. She's got a Migu. It's a shmak amigu. You sure it's not in that last? Ellie, you got it?
Mm-hmm.
That's number what? That's number 9. 10. Give the two terutsum of Tulsa. Let's go, guys. What are the two terutsum? Number 1 is she never would want to say Mishra Stani Nanasti. It's very embarrassing to say Rahman al-Aslan, she was raped. Amigu has to be a theoretical claim that you would have made, Yosef. She never would make the claim. It's very embarrassing. First terutsum. Second terutsum. What's the second? She never would say Mishra Stani Nasti. She would be puzzled to a Kohen. So the guys in post-Pesach asked me, they said, Rebbe, but she's not going to be able to marry a Kohen anyway. I said, why not? Who says he's going to divorce her? Maybe he'll die, and Almana can marry a Kohen, right? She's not going to want to make that claim, Mishra Stani Nasti. She's awful mental. She becomes a Zona. She never would make that claim. Both Terutzim are saying this is a faulty Migu. Migu has to be theoretical, but she would make it. She never would make this claim. Yes, Beryl.
So also, if she was raped, wouldn't there be a call-out also?
It's a good question. It's a good kasha. That's a very good kasha. I think the word is like this. This is what one of the guys asked me this morning in Shirley. You know what I think the answer is? Tosus only brought that up when we were trying to do different factors. Was it onus? Was it Ratzon Membrane's Vegas? So then that call plays a factor. But if she says herself that she was raped, we believe her. You don't need to have a call. That's the answer. You don't have to come on to a call. She's saying it. When we want to pilp without any claims, then okay. Then we can what? then we could pilpul the mice. If no one said it, then we could say, oh, if there was no kol, the stomach was rotzel. Taisa at the end of the day said that role was only the rabbanon. Taisa Rosh argued, said it was role minatayr. Okay? You got that? Okay. Let's go, guys. That answers 10. 11. What's the kasha of Tosus when migo mukutzitz and itachtecha? And ispach masadecha. So Tosus doesn't give up. You see, you can learn Musar Haskell from this, Taisus. You never give up. Taisus never gives up. Like Rav Cohen says, there's no, a Yehud is only in Choshen Nishpa, not in Or Chaim. Not in your day. Lomdus. Taisus doesn't give up. Okay, so you answer that kasha, I'll give you another kasha. Let her say mukutzitz ani. That she would never say Tosus because she only gets 100 according to Chaim. Then Tosus doesn't give up again. He says, I'll give you another third kasha. I'll give you another migu. Mukatzitz ani tachtecha v'nistach basadeu. She became a mukatzitz. She became a mukatzitz after Eris. She became a mukatzitz after Eris. After Eris, she became a mukatzitz. She became a mukatzitz after Eris, and she says, tough luck. She still gets 200. That's a great migu. She says, claim A, that the chassan was with her after Eris, or she said, psulani, that was claim A. Believe with the migu, she could have said, mukatzitz ani tachtecha. That's Taisus kasha. So what's Taisus terrors? Yossi, that answers what you, Elder, you got me?
Yeah.
That's the Migu. This is the bottom Tisus. That's 11, 12. What's the Teretz of Tisus? Beautiful Teretz of Tisus. What's the Teretz of Tisus? Tisus says it's against Chazaka. Migu, b'makom Chazaka, of Ein Adam Tarech, Besuda Masida, the Migu goes out the window. Now, what does Migu, b'makom Chazaka mean? Claim A that you made is against the Chazaka. The chazaka was that he was bowl her, or that she was a psul. Even though you have a theoretical claim of migu, it doesn't win because it was a chazaka staring right at you on that claim you actually made. That's the portrait in shas of migu b'makom chazaka. That the actual claim you make is against the chazaka. Therefore, even though you have a migu in your pocket, it doesn't help you. Okay? That answers number what? 12. 13. What was the case in Baba Basra of migu b'makom chazaka? Tell you, says, I can't believe this. You want to say Migu b'makom chazaka? Migu loses out? It's a suffix in shas. It's in Yibaya Delushit. It's a tie. Right, Jacob? In umpiring in baseball, a tie goes to the runner. But in Tevin, in Lomdis, Lahavla Lodolis, Migu b'makom chazaka, what's the of a riot? Right? You follow me? So Tosus says Migu b'makom chazaka is Yibaya Delushit. It's a tie. How does Argomar, how do we assume that the chazaka beats out the Migu? It's a double posh, Taisus says. Now, what's the case in Baba Basra? Took Daniel's Gemara this morning. The case is posh. Let's get it. You're a lova. Stam halva is how many days? A guy lends you money. How many days do you have to pay him back? 30 days. Excellent, Yosef. Gemara and Makis. What is it? Bezim and Bez, I think? I don't remember. I think it's Bezim and Bez. Stam halva shloshim yom. That's the din. Let's say I come. I borrowed $100. Yosef says at the day 31, says, Rebbe, you got to pay me back. What did I tell him? I said, Yosef, I paid you day 15. Yosef says, Rebbe, I don't think you did. You know what? I have a migu. I could have said I paid him at day 30. Now, what's the chazaka? Ein adam poreya v'toks mano. No guy pays back in the midterm of the loan. It's a chazaka. But I have a migu. I made a claim that I paid him day 15. I have a migu that I paid him back day 30. Right? So my claim is directly against the chazaka. Please get that case. That's a tie. See, by Lifshita, I don't have to pay him a penny. By Lifshita. Why does Tos assume the chazaka beats out the migu here? Of chazaka and Emtarach with Sudam Asin, and he wins over her. So that's 13, 14. Why is chazaka and Emtarach with Sudam Adif Mimigu? What do we add on to this? Tos says it's Adifa. Tos says it's Adifa. This chazaka is Adifa. Why is this chazak adifa? We looked here and there. Remember, we didn't find anything? I don't think we found any svara for that, you know? I don't think we found any svara for it. One of the fellows suggested today in post-biz, I thought it was a good svara. The chazaka that a guy would shell out $100,000 and then lose it and lie about the fact she's a psu, that's a very powerful chazak. It is very powerful if you think about it. Don't you think that's more powerful than no one pays midterm? There are a lot of guys who pay midterm. Now, if you have the guilt, why do you want to push it off? Usually in business you don't, because you want to have cash flow, so you do push it off. But I can imagine there are guys that are very finicky and try to get it done as soon as they have the cash. Usually in business, though, you wait because you want to have the cash flow, you want to have the cash around, right? People do actually push it off till you have to actually have to pay. Usually in business, because you want to have to keep the cash in your business. Well, okay. I thought it was an interesting. If you think about it, it's convincing. This Chazak Enam Torah is very strong. No? Why would a guy spend $100,000 and then throw it in the garbage can and lie and say she's a ba'ula? It's very convincing. Now, most people also don't pay midterm. Okay, but maybe the first is more odd. Okay, but what we said over was like this. One sec, Johnny. What we said over was like this. Is that this, and I had a chiddush today, I said over to Daniel and Pinchas. I want you to get this down. We said like this. It's really based on the Biri Atisis in the back of the Masifta. That chazak of Einan and Perea Patoch Bismano is disputed in Baba Basra. Some Amoroim, I think it was Abai Varava, don't hold of it. So it's disputed in Amoroim. Whereas, according to our Tosus earlier, Tosus Lashitosa, this is our Chiddush, everyone holds of Chazak and Einan and Perea Patoch. That's not disputed in Amoroim. Everyone holds of it. Both Rabbi Lozer and Rabbi Yudar Mishmul. Because Tosa said there's no machlaikas. Remember, Johnny? So I'm saying Tosa is l'shitaso. So Tosa l'shitaso can say that this chazak is adifa because it's undisputed in Amoroim. It's undisputed in Amoroim. Whereas chazak enam to parev dochzmano is disputed in Amoroim. It might be very simple, this chat, but I think it might be the Oskahalton chat. We didn't find anyone else say anything. Remember, Daniel? We looked around. Did you find the guys didn't find anything in Chazara? I didn't find anything in Chazara. This Tosa is screaming for a Hezber. Okay? Screaming for a Hezber. Now, I want you to get this down. We were bothered by this. We were very bothered by this. It's all in this question, please.
That shows how weak amigo is.
No, it shows why is this Chazaka Adifa? Because it's undisputed Amoroim, whereas that Chazaka is disputed.
A disputed Chazaka was tied with amigo.
Right, so correct. But an undisputed chazaka. Okay, you're right. That's what we're saying. That's what we said.
We also say that the Migo here is Mukat's Aids, which we already had problems with Mukat's Aids we spoke about before. Meaning, there's no Migo Mukat's Aids because she would have claimed it.
All right, we'll get to it. One sec. But Lamaisa, on this terrace, I want to add on. Please get it. What number is this? 14. Now, we added something on to this. Please get it. And what do we add on? We added something very interesting because the Ra'ah and the Rashba said the same thing. They said Chazakas are not all equal. That's what they pointed out, the same thing as Tosos. Please get that. But we point out the Kash of the Pnei Yeshua. The Pnei Yeshua said on Daf Yudam and Aleph that Tosos says this Chazaka of Enan Torah Pesudim only works at the Rabbanans. Only works at the Rabbanans. This Tosos is using it on a level of the Yeraisa. And Einan Perea Patoch Zmano is Motzi Mamon from Yisomim. So how can you tell me this one's better than that one? So our response to that is, I said today, this morning in Shir, is that, okay, this day in Tulsa, there's 2 days in our Tulsa. Doesn't hold like that, doesn't that feel it? You know, maybe you could say, Lamaisa, that they're arguing. But that was one Nakuda. The other Nakuda was, we said the Pnei Yeshua left it as a Sarachim, but that was our answer we want to give. Then maybe this our Tulsa is holic on that Tulsa. And number two is that, remember we pointed out that Rabbi Chanan, we actually did this, Rabbi Chanan asked in Baba Basra, how was Einan Poreh B'toch Zmano Mo'el Hotzi Mamon? It's a Rubi V'chazak, a Rubi Adif. Remember we were bothered by what the Rove was? Remember we looked it up? Do you remember what the answer was? We were bothered by what the Rove was. We saw it inside, remember? You remember that, Daniel? I forgot what we...
I was writing.
Yeah, I don't remember what we said, Lamaisa. We looked up that... The Rabbi Chanan Baba Basra asks, he doesn't understand Einanam Perev Tosmanos Motzi Mamon from Yisomim. How could it be? It's Rubi V'Chazaka Rubadif. What was the Rov though? We said there. It's like kind of like what we said. He meant to say is that you have a Chazaka. You have a Chazaka. The other guy has a Chazaka. Yisomim have a Chazaka. Cheskas Mamon. So we said like this. We said that Rabbi Chanan said there's a Cheskas Chiyuv. That's why. There's a Cheskas Chiyuv. The guy owes the money, the Yisomim owes the money, it's Cheskes Chiyuv. So there's no raya that Einam Perev Doch Zmanos Adif on the Chazak Einam Terev Pesudim Afsida. The reason why it can be Motzi Mamon, because they had a Cheskes Chiyuv along with it. So let's chazer over this again. We said the reason why Chazak Einam Terev Pesudim Afsida is better than Einam Eidon Parev Toksmanos, because why? It's undisputed. Our Chiddush was according to, that's Lashitoso and Tosa, that's undisputed. Rashi said it was disputed. Tosa could only say that according to himself. Right? You hear what I'm saying? That was a horror. According to Rashi, it was disputed. That's number one, Nakuda. Number two, Nakuda is that Pnei Yehoshua is bothered by, he says he doesn't understand. We point out that the Ra'ah and the Rashba say like Tosa, and not all Chazakas are equal. Pnei Yehoshua says, I understand. Tosa Dav Yudimarav says, Einanam Terech Masudim Mafsid only works on the Rabbanans. Chazak Einanam Parev Tosmana works on the Urises. So he left it as a Sarchim. We said, why does our Tosas have to hold like that Tosas? There's 2 days in our Tosas. Maybe this Tosas held Einanam Terech. The Sudim Mafsid works on the Urises. Okay. That's number two Nakuda. And number three Nakuda is in general Rabbi Chanan asked him about Bas. He doesn't understand why Chazak Einanam Parev can be Motzi Mammon in general from Yisomim. How can it be Motzi Mammon in general from Yisomim? Rubu B'Chazak or Rubu Adif. The Rove here, he meant to say that the guy is a Cheskes Mammon, the Yisomim. So the answer is because the Malva has a Cheskes Chiyuv coming to him. That's why. He's owed the money. So if you say like that, then for sure you have no Raya that Einanam Parev Tosmano is greater than Einanam Terech Masudim Mafsidim. The only reason why Einanam Parev Tosmano wins is because he had a Cheskes Chiyuv along with it. Okay. That answers what number? That answers 14, 15, guys. What was the territory of the Rosh and what we add on to it? That's what Johnny was referring to. The Rosh in Simon Yuches said, this migo vukot is any tachnach ha-shver, because it's lo shchiach. That's what the Rosh said. That was the Rosh's territory. It's not a good migo because it's lo shchiach. So we pointed out, this is against Tosas. Tosas could not have given that answer, because Tosas said that a vukot is a shchiach according to Rabbi Gamliel. Remember? We said in the beginning of Shir. Tosas did maski lemesef. Right? So number one, Nakuda is that Tosa is going to give him that teretz. But the Korban Nisano was bothered by Akasha. What was the Korban Nisano bothered by? He said, on Daf Yud Beis and Mebeis, there's a migo of Muketzeitz for Mishur Stani and Anasti. You see, that was a migo that's so shchiach and it worked. Yes? How can you tell me that a migo that's not shchiach? What do you mean? Yud Beis it worked. That was the Akasha of the Korban Nisano. So the teretz, the Korban Nisano says, a murder dick of teretz. Number one, it works over there in Yud Beis and Mebeis because it's a bar of Yishama. A migu that's not shchiach can work if it's a bari v'shama. Here it's bari v'bari. They're debating one another. That's one teretz. Korban Nisano Osamach. The second teretz was the hafla. What was the hafla, Daniel? You remember? Beautiful teretz too as well. Mishir shtani nanasi, like Birol said, the claim A that you make is lo shchiach. So you can have a migu on claim A. If claim A is lo shchiach, even your migu is lo shchiach, it works. Because it's the same genre of claims. Here, though, it's not the case. Here it's not shach that svara. She's saying that the chassan was with her, or there was a besulani. Those are common. How can you tell me you have a migu of lo shchiach? They're not the same genre, we said. We said that seemed to fit if it's koch hatainen. You remember that? Koch hatainen, to streamline, it should be the same genre. In order to streamline from a migu that's lo shchiach to what you're saying now, you better make your claim now also lo shchiach. If you hold beer, what's the difference? But we said not necessarily. Beer is only if you have a migu that's probable, that could be said. It's not common. You could have made a better lie. How common is it? So the truth is, we wanted to box in the Korban Nisano, but the truth is, I don't think you can. Would work better, I think, with Koch HaTana, but I think you could say it also with beer. Okay, very good, guys. Okay, we got it? That answers what number?
15.
That answers 15. Okay, let's go. 16, guys. Number 16. What did Tyson the Rashba answer like Abi Migu Lahotzi? I just said it, though. It's in the question. The answer is Migu Lahotzi Lo Amrinan. What does she have? She made a claim that it was the guy was with her in Erison, the Chosin, or she made a claim she was a Psuba. With the Migu of what? Mukat Zitzini Tachtecha. That's not a good Migu. Why? Because it's a Migu Lahotzi. She's trying to be Motzi the Ksuba. Migu Lahotzi Lo Amrinan. Even with the star. She's got a Ksuba. Even with the star. Now, what did the Rashba add on? The star here is in jeopardy, though. The star has been questioned. Its legitimacy and its validity. It's been questioned. Therefore, Amigu Lahotzi, the star, we do say normally, Taisis of Abbasim, but now with this star, because this star has been called in question, because if she was Mazana Takhtam, she's not deserving of a Ksuba. So, maybe the star doesn't get you over the hill to say it's good. That's the pshat that we said. That's 16. 17, let's go. What's the teretz of the Shita Laran? Is the Shita Laran's got to be a separate sefer, Daniel, right?
Yeah.
Have you found a sheet of Loran? I've seen another.
I think it's in the Kobitz, no?
Is it in the Kobitz? I didn't look for it this morning. Sheet of Loran. Sheet of Loran. What does the sheet of Loran say? He says, you know what? In a Hanami. Migu Lahotzi, it should be good here because she has a star. But the bottom line is that Ksub is the Rabbanan. Ksub is the Rabbanan enacted, he's always believed to say Pesach Masuch. It's a special Takanas Chacham. On a level of the Yerushi, you're right, she should get her Ksub. But Min Rabbanan, they said he wins. That's it, done deal. That's how the Sheet of Lariah quotes the Rashba. Okay? In a Chanam, on a level of the Yerushi, she should get her Ksub. You follow me, Daniel? This is a special din, Ksub the Rabbanan, we say he's believed, and that's it. Hey, Mamre, Vehe Mamre, done deal. That's 17, 18. What's the reason that in Yehuda you're not believed? In the province of Yehuda, what's the reason why you're not believed in the province of Yehuda? What do you say? What do you say in the province of Yehuda? Why aren't you believed to say Pesach Pasuch? In the Havamina of the Gemara. So Rashi said, amazing. Because we're choshes that maybe he was Baal Hur and he forgot. Or maybe he had Ha'ara, Mitochi Basa. He didn't realize that he broke up Pesulim. Two Pshatim, please. That's Rashi says. Number one, he had beard, he forgot. Number two, he betochi basa, he broke the psum, didn't even realize it. Number two, Tosus added on that what's it if you could, for sure he was baller. Lo mukim minish anafshe, guy couldn't hold himself back. So woman he's going to marry, that's two. It's a terrible thing. Therefore, it's a reyes and the chazak, he has no nemonis. Number three, the Rabban and the Rashba say, they disagree with that, those Rashi and Tosus. They say, since he had Yichud in his father-in-law's house, he did not claim immediately Pesach Pasuach, he can't claim it later. The Chazak of Eidam Terech Pasuach Mavsida is Reyesa. It's bad. If he wanted to claim, he should have claimed it right then and there. Why did he make the claim? Shimokin, why did he make the claim immediately? So the fact is, Al-Korcha, Shetoin Ken Kenilabit Shchusu. He made this claim in order to make her lose her Shchus. Chazaka ain't on a masui limsol pesach pasuach v'shosek. Remember we said that? Remember there was a new chazaka the Rabban said? Person doesn't make a pesach pasuach and is quiet. He should be yelling and be enraged by it. The fact that he didn't claim yad shows that what? Shows he's not believed in Yehuda. Okay? Now we added on to this. Please get that. What was the response of Rashi to the Rabban? You remember? Shittim Gubetzis was miyashiv Rashi. You remember what he said? I don't like that svar. Says Rashi, that he shouldn't have been quiet. Shalom hayalo lishtok, when Baal of Erisim. It's very embarrassing. By him coming forward and saying that, showing that he had bia, he couldn't wait. That's not such a stark atina, Rashi says back to the Rama. Adarava, it's embarrassing to say he couldn't wait. You know? So therefore what? There's no raya from the fact that he didn't claim, because he's embarrassed. Adarava, miyakish, abola lachar chupa, ton metza pesapasuach. Right? So in other words, I want you to get that down. Okay, let's go over this question. What are the three svaras we said Yehuda did not believe? Rashi says, because why? Maybe he was bowler, and he forgot. Number two, he had ha'ara, mitochi basa, and didn't realize he was shomer to psulim. Number three, Tosfos says that what? What does Tosfos say? Lo mukim minisha nafshe. Person can't, for sure he was bowler of his yochid. He can't withhold himself. So a woman is going to marry. So it's a reyes and chazak and torech mitzunum afsida. It's not right. It's a terrible issue that he did. But labaisa. Therefore, the chazaka that he wins goes out the window. The Rabban says no. The Rabban says no. Allah Chalamayis, he doesn't agree with that. And he says the reason is because why? He should have made the claim immediately. Chazaka ain't on Masul and so Pesach of Shosek. So it must be that Lamaisa, he's never believed in Yehuda. If he was believed, he should have said it right away. Rashi says, don't give, that's not a good swara. He never would say it right away because it would show he was bowler. That's an embarrassing thing. That's why Rashi and Tosfos come out of their svar. Their svar being that he maybe forgot or maybe he didn't realize. You follow me? So that's the pshat that I want you to get that Shidduk Gebetzes, how Rashi would respond, and Tosfos for that matter, to the Rabban's theory. The Rabban and the Rashba as well. Okay? That answers number what? What is that answer? Number 16. No, I'm sorry, number 18. Very good. 16 we did the, you know, Migulahotsu, right? Because we said it was what? It was put in jeopardy. In 17, we said was the holding of the Rabban. I mean, I turned to believe. 18, we just said Rashi tells in the Rabban. And the issue of the Shidduk Gebetzes that Rashi tells would say back to the Rabban. Number 19, what's the maskana? Do you need Edom or not for Tainus Domim? What did Gemara say at the end of the day? Review Rama Shmuel said he said Pesach was believed to make a lose the Ksuba. We brought a riot from where? Where we brought a riot? Where's the raya from? The Mishnah on Yudbeis Manaf, by what? By Yehuda. Gemara slugs it up and says, no. Mishnah Matan is Domin. What's the Maskan in the Gemara? Machlokes Rashi Tosfos. Rashi says he's only believed to say there's no blood if he had Edim. He's got to have Shushbinim. Remember that Rashi in the bottom? The last Rashi in the Tosfos, you got to have Edim Shushbinim. There's got to be Edim, there was no blood. That they can say there was no sheep. There's no blood on the sheep. That's the only time he's believed to make a lose the Ksuba. Only if you have Edim. Tosfos seems to say no. Tosfos on the bottom doesn't mention Edim. If he says there was no blood, we believe him. That's it. Machlokes Rashi Tosfos. Tain is dumb and such a tiny brura, done. Halacha l'maisa. So we point out in Shir, what's the fundamental difference between Pesach Pesuch and Tain is dumb? Because Tain is dumb, everyone's a buck. Is there blood there, is there not? It's such a powerful claim, you're done. You don't need Adam. Pesach Pesuch, you know, maybe you have to be a buck or not. That's the difference between the two. So please get that down. Rashi still said you need Adam to be believed to make a loser to Tain is dumb. Tain says no, stands alone without even Adam. Pinchas Kasha, go ahead.
Yeah, according to Rashi, why would you need Adam?
It's a good svar. It's a good svar.
He said they might deceive each other.
What'd you say?
Like, right, they said people fool around and maybe deceive each other and like try to find other sheets and stuff.
Right, right. That Rashi says that himself.
Yeah, but...
Tos is not kosher to that. But I was going to say something else. I was going to say, remember we learned, we didn't actually chazer this, we really should, but the Ramban had a possibility, maybe it was Dam Tzipor. You could play, you know, we had possibilities. Maybe it was Dom needed. You understand what I'm saying? There were other possibilities.
How would the Edom even work?
Maybe it was Dom Maka, Dom of a wound.
According to Rashi, how would the Edom even work? Because we're not going to send them.
Yeah, so I think you asked me that then. They're not going to look at the Bia, but they'll be right there. They'll check the whole room out beforehand.
Why can't it be Dom Tzipor, or Dom Maka?
Because I'm saying they check the whole room out, Lamaisa.
But they weren't there during the actual...
Can't have Dom Tzipor, there's no birds there.
So Damaka.
Damaka, okay, so that's a good point. So you have to say we're not chayshish for that. You have to say we're not chayshish for that. If they're Edim, we're not chayshish for that. That's a good point. It's only going to be Damaka. It could be also Dam needed too, right?
Yeah.
So you have to say, it's a good point, you have to say that with their Edim, there's no chash for that. See, remember we didn't chazer that whole Nakuda we did in the beginning of the sugi. Maybe we'll see. Because we want to try to get the gear caught, you know, before. I want to try to get to that before the Bechina. But, okay, it's a good point. It's a very good point. Pinchas, let me think about it, because it had a whole cheshbon with Rashi. We had a whole cheshbon with Rashi in the beginning of the sugya. You remember that? It was a whole cheshbon with Rashi in the beginning of the sugya. You remember what I'm saying? You remember that? According to Rashi, Rashi says no problem with Dam Basulin because Dor Katua or water was lost. Remember that?
Yeah.
So the Rabban was Madaik from Rashi. If you found blood, we assume it's Dam Basulin. He had a tine on that. Remember?
Yeah.
He had a tine on that. He said if you have blood, maybe it's a bird. So I'm saying it's Rashi Lishitoso. That's a good horror what I'm saying now. It's Rashi Lishitoso. You really brought it out, not me. I'm saying it's Rashi Lishitoso. The Rabban had a tine on Rashi from that. Maybe it was Dam Tzipor, maybe it was Dam Maka, maybe it's Dam Nida. So, you see, Rashi's not choshish for that.
So only the Ramban is
choshish. Only the Ramban, yeah. So I think it's Rashi Lishitosa. Adam solved the deal, right? Question is, what are you going to say according to the Ramban? So I would say, how does the Ramban learn the Maskan here?
Well, maybe the Ramban doesn't say you need Adam.
What'd you say? Maybe I understand, but why is it a good claim then? I mean, Manoshak, you know what I mean? Say straight up, why is it a good claim? Why aren't you kosher that? So we really should check out the Ramban. Taka learns the Maskana. You know what I'm saying? That's what you'd have to say. That's what we have to check. But I would say it's Rashi Lishitoso. You brought it out. All right, very good. Okay? Excellent. Excellent horror. Very good. What number are we at now? That was 19, 20. What are the two approaches to the Dinamigu? Let's go, guys. You don't have college today, do you?
No, we don't.
Come on. It's May 4th. Why have college? I don't know either. Okay. All right. Ready? Let's go. So what's the din? It is May 4th, isn't it? Yeah. Okay. I don't know. Secular studies are May 4th. Okay. I don't know why. What are the two approaches for Migu? What are the two approaches? So we said from Rabbi Chanan, famous in all the yeshivas in oil. In fact, I have a cousin of mine. I don't think I told you. He, year after college, he went to Penn. So he went to learn a gush, I think, two years. After he went to grad law school, before he went to law school, he wanted to learn. So Rav Ronsoy gave him a bechina to get into a gush. Because Rav Ronsoy went there. So he came to me He came to me. So I remember it was the first day after Pesach, I think, after vacation. He was sitting in sitting outside my dorm room, waiting for me, because he was having a bechina that night. So he was going to be on a certain sugya. So I said to him, "Tell Rav Ronsog when he asks you about migu, there are two approaches to migu." And that's exactly what he asked him. He got in right away, no problem. What are the two approaches to migu? I have claim A. I have a theoretical claim B. Am I believed because I'm out of the shakar birur? Because I could have made a better claim? Since I didn't make the better claim, believe me on claim A. It's a birur, ma'alu the shakar. I could have made a better lie. That's birur. That's the first approach. Ma'alu the shakar, the Lashon HaGemara. I could have made a better claim or a better lie even. So therefore I'm making claim A, so I'm believed on claim A. Or no. Do you say what is called in the yeshiva is kochatayinim, which is exerted a cost of you streamlining them on us. Theoretically, if I would have made claim B, I believed, streamline it, pipeline it down to A, right? And therefore, I believed in A, no matter what. Not necessarily that it's a bitter, that it's emes or sheker better, but that's the din. I would be believed with B, so I'm believed with A. I win. Done. That's number 20. 21. Give three nafkaminas and din gishes of miku. One nafkamina, we said the following, could very well be miku lahotzi amrina or lormi. If you hold it's a birer, miku's not enough to be motzi moment. You need aid. Yossi, you need aid. Migu lahotzi lo amrinin. If you hold kochataina, then what? Streamline. Who cares whether it be motzi moment? I would believe it B, I believe it A. Where is Tosa saying migu lahotzi lo amrinin and bubba tzia? Guy says chetshishali, he gets 25%. Guy says kulishli, he gets 75%, right? The guy says chetshishali, frak toysish, yeah, the migu say kulishli. What if Tosa turns migu lahotzi lo amrinin? That's if you hold beer. Beer's not enough of migu. But if you hold kochatayin, it should be good. One nafkamina. Two. The Mordechai gives a teretz migu mi mamun la mamun lo amrinin. What is migu mi mamun la mamun? What did you make in your claim? Chetzi shuli. What was your theoretical claim? Kula shuli. That's a different din tire. One's $50, the other one's $100. One's half a talus, the other's full talus. How can you say that's a good migu? If it's mitam beer, why not? Miku mi mamun la mamun, you should say, bless you. But if it's streamlining the nemanis, it's a different case. It's a different din Torah. You follow me, Daniel? It's a different din Torah. You can't streamline from one din Torah to another. Miku mi mamun la mamun la mamun. It's a second nafkamina. Number three, a third nafkamina we suggested was...
If it's kochatana, then it doesn't.
If kochatana works.
Why?
No, if kochatana doesn't work, it's got to be the same din Torah. Yeah. If it's beer, why not? Third nafkamina. What's the third nafkamina? Third nafkamina is as follows. The machleg is rimigash in the rush, amigu da aza. Does amigu da aza work? So the rush says amigu da aza works to be motzi mamun, it doesn't work for shvul. What's the difference? Because by mamun, kochatayna would be enough. Streamline it. Shvul, you need a higher level, you need biru. And if it's a chutzpahdika claim, you never would have made the claim, therefore it doesn't pat you from a shvul. Migu da'aza is motzi mamun. Migu da'aza works for mamun. Migu da'aza does not work to pat you from a shvul. Again, migu da'aza will pat you. What does migu da'aza mean? The claim is a chutzpahdika claim. Well, that's a good enough for mamuns, because my mamun is kochatayna is enough. Streamline. I don't care if it's chutzpahdik. It's a theoretical claim, even though it's chutzpahdik. But biru means... It wouldn't work if it's a chutzpahdika claim, because I never would have made it. And for shvul, you need a higher standard, you need biru. So migu da'aza wouldn't work for a shvul. That's the sheet of the rush. There's three nafkaminas. We can mention a fourth nafkamina. Rav Elchanan mentioned in the Shara Mishpat. You have trey v'trey. And one of the Baalei Dinim has a migu. Does he have a din Torah? Reuven against Shimon. Each guy's got a set edim. But Reuven has a migu on his side. What's the din? The Shara Mishpat says the guy who has the migu wins. Why does he win? Because when it comes to birur, what's the din? Throw everything in the same cup. It's Trey Kameah. Excellent. Trey Kameah. It's all the same thing. But if you hold migu's kochatana, then it's even genre. It tips the scale. Should be good. So I asked for three nafkaminas, a bonus, four nafkaminas. Okay. Bite them. 22. We actually had another nafkamina today with the lo shchiach thing. The korban nesama. If both claims are the genre of lo shchiach, kochatayna would mandate that. If it's beer, what's the difference? But we said it's not such a good nafkamina because we said even by beer you could say it. Okay? even by beer. If it's not common, how would you make the claim? Okay, so suffice with four nafkaminas. 21, 22. What's the psak lagabi ksuba the diraisa drobonim? It's machlok is a tanoi, whether ksuba is diraisa drobonim. Correct? Machlok is a tanoi, man yudam and aleph. We're starting yudam and aleph now, guys. Okay, and yudam and aleph. Machlok is a tanoi, whether you say ksuba diraisa drobonim. What's the psak alochit? Let's get it. The Gemara had a lotion. Chachamim tikkun lem lo yisoshol v'sulim asayim lo mar amar. Chachamim tikkun? Mashma that ksub is drobonim. Mashma that ksub is drobonim. The Gemara has in a few places shalotei kalab enav lo tziya, we said. An yod alef amar alef in yevamas an daf peites amar alef. Right? It says ksub is shalotei kalab enav lo tziya. We want to have her secure. We don't want them to have her be able to throw her out without having to pay. So the poshup shot in the Gemara is that the ksub is drobonim. Problem is that Tyson, the top of your life, says, look at the Nusach of a Ksuba, he says, Chazi Lichi Midya Raisa. What does Midya Raisa mean? From the Torah. So how can you tell me Ksuba's Drobono? That was Tyson's Kasha. So Tosus said, B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam, in a Hanami. According to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, we pass and usually like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Ksuba's the Raisa. Okay. So we pass and Ksuba's the Raisa, Halacha Lamaisa, and therefore, it's considered to be ksuba diraisa. Ksuba for a basula, according to Tais, is diraisa. Ksuba for almana shalom is drobana. That everyone agrees with. Okay, please get it. So Tosos says ksuba for a basula is diraisa. Ksuba for almana is drobana. Fine. Comes along the rush. There's a big long rush we saw. The rush quotes Rabbeinu Chananel that says we pass him like Rav Nachman. No, that ksuba is drobana even by a basula. Even by Absulah, halacha lamaisa, that's the way we paskin. Aye, we said the Gemara said b'feirish we paskin like Rav Gamliel Mishnah Seinu. Here we're not paskin like him. We said the Gemara has a lashon of kufyudim of lafukim Rav Gamliel. Mashma, we don't paskin like Rav Gamliel, even though normally we do. But the Gemara kufyudim alav seems to say we don't. Okay. The Rosh does not like this psak. Please get it, Rabbeinu Chananel. He says lak stak and viral we all ksubis drabanan. Aye, what do I do with the lashon chazi lichi midiraisa? So he says the following. There are two concurrent currencies, we said, Bismara Gemara. What were the two concurrent currencies, Bismara Gemara? Kesef Tzuri and Kesef Medina. Kesef Tzuri is 8 times Kesef Medina. It's like the lavdol of those, the American dollar and the Canadian dollar. I don't know what the ratio is now, but Kesef Tzuri was eight times Kesef Medina. So that's what the Rosh says. Even though the institution of Ksuba is the Rabbanon, the payment you pay is the higher level of payment. You pay with the American dollar level of those. That's what Chazi Lichi Midya Raisa means. That's what the Rosh says, Halacha Lamaisa. Okay? The Chiyuv is the Rabbanan, the Matbei you'll pay is Matbei of Tzuri. Okay. Fine.
Rebbe, so nowadays, do we pay the American dollar or do we pay the euro? It's like worth more.
Oh, that's a good question. We write the American dollar. Why do we? It's a good kasha.
What? Pounds worth more.
Pounds are worth more. Why don't you do pounds? The answer is because it was only the two concurrent ones that existed is Bismana Gamar. We don't care about America. I'm just using that as an example. You follow me? Bismana Zed, what we'll do is, no, we figured out what it would be with Kesef Tzuri, Lamaisa. The bottom line is you figure out how much you're going to have to pay.
I felt the case of the Gemara was only when they lived in both places.
Well, that's what we get to Kapotki, Lamaisa. That's what we'll get to. I don't know if we'll get to it today. Tomorrow we'll get to the afkimin about Kapotki and they get divorced in their soul. But I'm just saying straight up, which concurrent currency did you use? Use the more expensive one, okay? That meant Bismana Gemara, not now Bismana pounds or, dollars. I was just using that as an example, okay? All right, so what do we have so far? All right, we got to finish up. What do we have? Number one, the Rush holds what? The Rush holds Poshim Shadna Gemara is what? That Aksub is what? We'll start with Tysus. Tosus Poshim Shadna Gemara is Aksub is the Rabbanan. Chacham Tiknu. Rabbeinu Tam said, no, it's not true. We pass on the Shulgal Milk, Ksuba's the Araisa. Aye. Lamaisa, the Rosh says, like Rabbeinu Chananel, that Ksuba's the Rabbanan, right? How do we get out of the Shulgal Milk? Because it's Lafuki Rashulgal Milk. Correct? So the Rosh held start was the Rabbanan. What do you do with the Losh Chazelichi Midi Araisa? It means you pay the higher currency. Okay. Well, let's finish this up. Please get this. Let's finish this up. The Ritva said, the Shem, the Chacham Goror, of Pinchas Alevi, who the Gedolim, many Gedolim say he's the author of the Chinuch, Rav Pinchas Alevi. They used to think it was the Ra'ah, Rav Aharon Alevi. But now they think it's Rav Pinchas Alevi because the chinuch is written anonymously. So Ritva quotes B'Shem Chacham Agadol Rav Pinchas by us, says an amazing thing. That's why you write Chazeliki Midi Araisa, because the currency is the Araisa. But the Chiv is only the Rabbanan. And the Ritva said an amazing thing. What happens if you don't write Midi Araisa in the Ksuba? Do you still have to pay it? He said, no way, you don't have to. If you skip that line in the Ksuba, you can pay the lower currency. Halacha L'maisa. The Rosh said that's wrong. Even if you don't write the Araisa, the Chamedic Tekana, you got to abide by it. And then we had one more Shita. Please, let's get it. And that Shita is of the Ramban and the Ran, which said an amazing thing. They held that a ksuba is the Rabbanan, and you should not write the word D'Araisa. If you do, it's a mistake. Tolos, he says. Tolos biyodim. Amazing. Minat Torah, you're not chayv anything. So it's a mistake, he said, to write that in. We don't hold like that. We write it in. We write Chazaliki Midiraisa. The Ramban said so strong that even Rav Shlomo Amliel doesn't hold that a ksuba is D'Araisa. He didn't mean Midiraisa. He meant Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai. Now, normally Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai means what? D'Araisa, but here the Ramban held it was a lower level. He held it was a lower level, and he held that even Rav Shlomo Gamliel held it was only Midrabanan. Okay, excellent. So that answers number what? 22. We pick it up tomorrow with 23, Biz Hashem. Okay, we got a lot to do. 11 o'clock, Biz Hashem. Proud of you guys. Keep chazaring. Begin is Thursday morning. What time? 9:30, yes? 9:30 or 10? 9:30. Okay. Bezrat Hashem. Thursday morning, yeah, May 7th. Who's coming to June's bond? Bez Hashem. What do you got? Yosef, June's bond, yeah. So, have a good day. We got that mission. You got it later. Who wants to die for the Yom? Jacob.
Thank you very much, Rabbi.
Where's Jacob?
I don't have a jacket, so.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to. Yeah. Have a good day, bro. You diving later? We got to have a mission.
I don't feel good.
Okay, feel better. Jacob, what are you saying? No?
No, I don't have a jacket.
Jeremy, Michi. You die for the Yom? Oh, okay. Who wants to die for the Yom? Nochum? You want to die for the Yom?